Improper payments associated with the military's TRICARE health system added up to about 0.3% of DOD's overall costs. Improper payments associated with Medicare were more than 10% of overall costs at the Health and Human Services Department. Vijay D'Souza is Director of Healthcare Issues at the Government Accountability Office, and he's looking at the difference between HHS's results in Medicare and TRICARE's results. Vijay, thank you very much for coming on the program this afternoon. What caused you to compare the improper payments rates at these two agencies? What did you look at specifically, and why'd you do this work? Thanks for coming on today.
Well, thanks for having me on the show today. Well, actually, we were directed to look at the difference in the way TRICARE and Medicare measure improper payments by a mandate in the National Defense Authorization Act. But once we started looking, what we discovered is that TRICARE and Medicare use very different approaches to measuring improper payments.
And what are the differences in those? Because those are dramatically different numbers that I cited, and I'm sure that there are some folks that would look at the TRICARE numbers and say, well, if HHS is doing 10% improper payments and TRICARE is doing 0.3, either they're really awesome or it's too good to be true.
Right, right. Well, you know, what we basically found is that the numbers aren't really comparable at all. When HHS measures improper payments for Medicare, what it does is it takes a sample of claims, and then it gathers information on the underlying medical record. So if you went to a doctor, it would go to the doctor and ask for the underlying medical records to support the claim. In contrast, for TRICARE, they simply take the claim and verify that it was processed in the computer system that the TRICARE contractor used correctly. They don't look at the underlying medical record. Now, as you can imagine, this results in a much lower improper payment rate. Most of the errors that CMS or Medicare found in improper payments relate to problems with the medical record, medical necessity, you know, maybe insufficient supporting notes, and so on.
So the difference would be, and let me see if I'm understanding what this report says the right way. I go to the doctor and he says, you need a particular medical device for a problem with your arm. And TRICARE looks at that and says, this is what the doctor diagnosed, and that device costs X dollars, and that's appropriate, and so that's not an improper payment, where HHS, CMS might look at that and say, well, the diagnosis is this, but a medical device isn't the right thing. Rest and exercise would help, and so that's an improper payment. Am I on the right track?
You are on the right track. I mean, I think probably a more comprehensive way to think of it is, for TRICARE, they would basically look to see whether the doctor filled out the form correctly, mm-hmm. and whether the person keying the information into the TRICARE computer system pushed the right buttons, and if the computer system calculated things correctly. Medicare would do more of what you're saying. You know, did the person really need the device? Are there notes indicating the person actually got the device? So basically, yes, was it medically necessary and was it supported?
So what is the system that CMS HHS uses more subjective, or are there objective ways to make those judgments that are replicable, repeatable, that TRICARE could adopt?
Well, you know, Medicare has a long history of doing these types of reviews. And I should add, it's not just Medicare, although that was the focus of our review. We also did, you know, talk to other organizations, groups of insurance companies, and look at other federal programs that pay claims, and all of them do some sort of review of the underlying medical record. So this isn't really a very unusual thing. It's actually pretty common practice.
You write in this report that DHA has identified the same single corrective action for each of the last fiscal years to promote contractor compliance. Explain what the issue is with contractor compliance or noncompliance, and we'll go from there.
Well, basically, that just means, is the contractor who's paying the claims, are they entering the claims into the system correctly? Is the system making the correct rate and payment calculations and so on? So all they're looking at is that. Now, in contrast, Medicare is, you know, as I mentioned, looking at the underlying medical record. So their corrective actions focus on things like, you know, what are providers that have higher risk for improper payments? What are types of procedures that may or may not be medically necessary and may sort of be flagged and require changes to how Medicare handles its administrative processes? So the difference is basically, you know, the robustness and the comprehensiveness of the corrective action plan.
So as I look at the numbers, Vijay, my guest is Vijay D'Souza from the Government Accountability Office. My takeaway from this report is that you're not proposing to judge whether the 10% rate, 10.1% at HHS is correct or and appropriate, or the 0.3 at TRICARE is correct and appropriate. The scope of this is just to compare the two and see if the numbers are apples to apples.
Well, I would probably go a little bit further than that. We, you know, I think it's safe to say we think that the Medicare approach is more robust and obviously identifies a larger number of improper payments. There's no reason for us to think that the TRICARE rate should be that much lower. You know, whether or not it's exactly the same as Medicare or not, we can't say. But the point is that, you know, that's a lot of money on the table that DHA is not able to take a look at to see if it can recoup for the government.
And that's another takeaway that I had was that that's the issue. It's the transparency and the lack of knowledge of what the real number is and what the real root of the number is.
Right, and the important thing to know is, like, once you understand what the issues are, then you can try to improve, you know, your payment policies and so on to try to make sure you're paying things correctly and you're, you know, catching things that shouldn't be paid.
Is it your, among your recommendations, is it one of them that the DHA, the Defense Health Agency, should adopt the process that HHS uses at CMS, or just a process?
Well, they're not exactly the same program, and so we wouldn't say that you know, DHA should do things exactly the same as CMS. But what we did say is that DHA should have a process where they do some sort of underlying medical record review. They actually do a lot of other audits where they do medical record reviews. They just don't use them for improper payments. They use them for other things. So, you know, there's a potential for them to kind of consolidate things. But we gave them some leeway. They need to come up with a plan that works the best for them. Once they do that, then they should use the information they get to develop a, you know, more robust plan to try to reduce improper payments that they're making.
Is it possible then that this whole process could be integrated into one of the other points in the chain where DHA is collecting this information and analyzing it?
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility, which is why, you know, they said that they, being DHA, said they're going to take some time to try to figure out the best way to revise this process.